Now for our GeoQuiz today, name the world's largest continent and think fast. Already is Asia. Asia encompasses nearly 50 countries and is the largest continent in size. It's also home to about 60% of the world's population. Now for another outrageously quick quiz, name the southernmost part of the Asian mainland. The answer is the Malay Peninsula. The Malay Peninsula is the long finger of land that includes parts of Myanmar, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. Now, in southern Thailand, conflict is the norm. Nearly 5,000 people have been killed over the past 8 years. Here's a little bit of background. In this region, most people are ethnically Malay Muslims, and Malay militants are fighting to separate from the predominantly Buddhist Thai state. The militants target Buddhist civilians. Meanwhile, the Thai government is accused of arbitrarily detaining and torturing Muslims. Andrea Wenzel of WAMU went to the southern Thai province of Pattani to see how people there are dealing with the violence.
At the Sri Mahapo Buddhist temple, a saffron-clad monk crouches down with his hand on the tire of a shiny white SUV. Anand, a local Buddhist visiting the temple, tells me the monk is blessing the car.
He explains that when a senior monk blessed the car, that the people who drive the car and the car itself will somehow avoid accidents.
In this part of the country, people need all the protection they can get.
Not very long ago, the temple was hit by a bomb and nobody was hurt.
Anand says the temple has a kind of spiritual protection, but he's not taking any chances. He wears Buddhist amulets on his neck and a revolver on his hip.
I can't see that it's going to get any better. I can only see it's going to get worse and worse.
This is Prakhu Sopit Potikun, the abbot of the Buddhist temple. He says the minority Buddhist community is under attack.
A number of them think they don't really have much future here, so they move out. They don't feel very safe.
The Buddhists who remain have curtailed their activities. On Fridays, the Muslim holy day, everyone has to stop working. The abbot says rubber tappers who don't risk having their ears cut off by Muslim militants. It's Friday prayers at the Ban Samyod Mosque. But the imam here, Yagomi Na, preaches about Muslims living together with people of other faiths. He's lived in the area with Buddhists his whole life. The imam says this area was the birthplace of Malay separatist movements in the 60s. He says back then the fight was against the Thai military. But now he doesn't understand why militants kill so many civilians.
What happens now is like it's a mixture, it's a concoction of everything.
Yago compares the current conflict to the regional dish khao yum, a colorful rice salad served with many types of finely diced vegetables. Only instead of carrots, chili, and cucumber, the conflict's a mix of things like history, politics, illegal drugs, and land disputes. A short drive from the mosque, the imam shows us a Muslim cemetery that now sits in a Buddhist village.
A long time ago, this place was occupied by Muslim community because they have the cemetery here.
Yako himself has negotiated land disputes over the years. He used to be in local government. He says the conflict here would be a lot worse if it weren't for personal connections between Buddhist and Muslim leaders like himself. The imam visits the Buddhist temple to meet an old friend, the abbot who was blessing the SUV earlier in the day, Prakhu Sopit Potikun. The abbot says they used to play together when they were kids. The two men sit around a wooden table at the back of the temple. The imam helps himself to some instant coffee. He calls the abbot by his nickname, Zhang. He remembers when the abbot first joined the monastery, he thought it would be temporary.
He himself said that he was going to be ordained only for 3 days, but he has been there for 30 years now. I always teased him that, so when will your 3 days up? Always teased him about that.
The imam says the abbot responded with a four-letter word the first time he told this joke, but he's laughing now. Their friendship is about more than childhood nostalgia. It's also about protection. The Buddhist abbot says he relies on the imam and other local Muslims for intelligence to keep his monks safe.
People warn us about places we shouldn't go because of the situation. For older generation, there's still interaction between Buddhists and Muslims who've been living here for a long time.
The abbot says younger generations also need these kinds of networks to protect them from the violence, but they don't get to interact because of security problems. And it's these same young people who are recruited to take part in the violence. The abbot and the imam say they want to show teens that fighting is not about religion, and that political conflicts are better solved through dialogue. They plan to bring teens together to learn about each other and to play sports. The morning after the imam and the abbot met for a chat, there was a drive-by shooting nearby. A 62-year-old Buddhist truck driver was killed. No one thinks a few games of soccer will be enough to repair damaged community relations, but the abbot and the imam hope their conversations can at least offer a starting point. For The World, I'm Andrea Wenzel, Pattani, Thailand.
Andrea Wenzel traveled to Thailand with assistance from the International Reporting Project. Noi Thammasatien contributed to this story.